52 raid was scheduled for tomorrow night, roughly 5 or 6 o'clock p.m. Washington time. It was to be coordinated with a Vietnamese ground force movement into the area after the bombing stopped in order to round up any VC that were there. We cleared this, as you know, with the Prime Minister last night. He is concerned about carrying the raid out tomorrow night because he thinks we'll come 4 or 5 hours after the Commonwealth Prime Minister's publicly report their agreement on this so-called Wilson Initiative. He didn't have any objection to our doing it earlier. The earliest we could do it would be about start taking off 2 hours from now and bomb roughly 5 hours after that. From a purely bombing point of view, this isn't unsatisfactory. It puts a little pressure on us to do everything just right when we're under intense time pressure. The problem is, however, that we can't get the Vietnamese ground forces hooked on to the mission a day earlier. So Dean is now going back to David Bruce to see if the Prime Minister would object to the mission being deferred from Thursday night Washington time to Friday night Washington time. Dave McDonald is with me at the moment. We both agree it would be more desirable to defer today than to start it a day earlier. And if it's agreeable with you, if David Bruce comes back saying the Prime Minister agrees to deferring it a day, we'll defer it a day. If he doesn't want to do it either Thursday night or Friday night, I'd be inclined to go ahead Thursday night. I'm very reluctant to do it tonight because I think we might screw it up.
All right. That would be guided by your advice, Matter.
All right, sir.
For your press conference, you won't get any of this, but I think it... got a note this morning that's a little encouraging. According to the nationwide survey conducted May the 20th and 25th, the British Gallup poll continued to hold high esteem with the British public. 73% of the Britain who were polled state they held a favorable opinion of the president. 3% said they viewed him unfavorably. 11% reacted neutrally. 13% had no opinion. This attitude contrasts to the slight rise in public disapproval of recent armed action in Vietnam, registered by the British Gallup poll in a survey conducted May 27. 40% disapproved American action, 36% approved, and 24% had no opinion. The previous week, 38% supported the U.S. rule, 34% disapproved. So we've gone from 38 to 40, disapproving, and 36 to 34.
But you still have 73%. Looking favorably.
In the rating pool, Earhart received 34% favorable vote, 4% unfavorable. We had 73 to 3. Write that down. 73 to 3. Earhart had 34 to 4. 62% had no opinion or neutral. Bresnik received 11% favorable vote, 8% unfavorable, 81% neutral. De Gaulle was 23% favorable. 36% unfavorable, 59% neutral uncommitted. Now with the German one, we have one made in Italy. I believe that we've got to kind of in our conversations. You had a church conversation of some kind that I read about last night from the FBI report. I asked them to send it to you this morning. Very effective. The people said you completely changed them. And, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember. Ecumenical group that picketed as I met with the delegation.
Well, anyway, they got the answers for the first time. They got the explanation. The FBI report's pretty thorough on it. I want you to see it. But I think if we could, without looking like we're peddling polls, in response to a question, take the German poll, as I believe it showed us 46 to 6, and the nearest one to us was 23.
Yeah.
Then here's the English one. Now, we get one from Italy. I don't believe it necessarily follows that Walter Lippmann's meeting with De Gaulle makes world opinion. But it will if we don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm not the one to do it. You and Dean better just make side comments. Well, we're very happy with the Germans supporting us. We're very happy with the Mora going back and taking the President's Baltimore speech and reading it to his people. We're very happy with what the English are showing here. They show Johnson 73-3. Okay.